Kingston-based Daily Freeman employees who are members of the Washington, D.C.-based Newspaper Guild, the media union that represents 60 journalists, advertising staff, and support staff at the Daily Freeman, voted 21-18 to approve a two-year pact that will take effect when the deal closes. The future owner, 21st Century CMH Acquisitions, a subsidiary of Alden Global Capital LLC, which owns Journal Register, was the only bidder for the Journal Register company in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy auction. Patricia Doxey is president of the Kingston Newspaper Guild and a reporter at the Freeman.
The proposal, I would say, although an improvement over what was originally proposed, remains a miserable deal. It eliminates 11 positions, diminishes the Guild's jurisdiction, deprives our members of some of their most basic job protections, offers them very little security for the future, and decreases standard of living. Unfortunately, it is the best deal that we could get given the circumstances.
She says the 11 who will be let go when 21st Century CMH closes on a number of Journal Register Company newspapers include four clerks, three district managers, and four copy editors, including the editor for the weekly Spanish-language newspaper Las Noticias, which the Freeman publishes. Doxey says she's been told Las Noticias will be shut down. She says there are some small victories in the new contract, including an increase in the amount paid for mileage reimbursement and a 3% contribution of weekly pay into a 401k plan, but with no match. She says Freeman employees have been without a pay raise for 5 years.
This contract provides them with no pay increase for the next 2 years.
She describes the deal as having been negotiated with guns to their heads, figuratively speaking. Officials at Alden Global Capital declined to comment. The Daily Freeman follows four Philadelphia Newspaper Guild units in ratifying new contracts earlier this month with 21st Century CMH Acquisitions. The Saratogian and the Troy Record, also Journal Register Company holdings, are not union shops. It's still unclear what effect the sale will have on employees there. Separately, there's a report out Monday entitled The State of the News Media 2013, an annual report on American journalism. Amy Mitchell is acting director of the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism. She says the report shows that financial strain in the newspaper industry continues to impact newsrooms in terms of declining employment.
The estimates for 2012 put the newsroom employment, full-time employment figures for the newspaper newsroom industry below 40,000 for the first time since 1978, which is when the census began to be taken, which is a 30% decline from 2000. So clearly a diminishment in the reporting power and the resources inside that newsroom to produce the daily content.
She says this drop in newsroom power sends people elsewhere for their news.
We did a survey asking the public if they had left a news outlet because it was no longer giving them what they were accustomed to getting from that outlet. It wasn't focused just on newspapers, but 31% said that indeed they had left a news outlet because it was not giving them what they relied on it for.
She says that while not evident in the statistics, there are signs the newspaper industry is experimenting and trying innovative ways to adapt to the new technology and a new era of how revenues will work. Again, the report is The State of the News Media 2013, an annual report on American journalism from the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.